Item number seven is from the Director of Audits from the Office of the Comptroller, submitting an information report titled Workforce Development Contract with Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership, Building Industry Group Skilled Trades Employment Program. And this was considered by the Committee on Economic Development. They took no action on this, and this report is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, as you may recall, the contract between Milwaukee County and WRTP Big Step requires our office to be involved in reviewing the quarterly reports of the contractor. We've met with the contractor and with staff of ED and DOS Fiscal, and I think we've had very productive meetings in terms of making sure that that accountability matches up with the requirements of the contract. The contractor, quite apart from any involvement on our part, has retained Baker Tilly to provide the reviews that are required under the contract. And internally, DOS Fiscal, Vince Masterson, has worked with the contractor, and Vince has developed a template that essentially mirrors what's required for fiscal and programmatic accountability. It's a very robust spreadsheet, and I was very encouraged by the cooperation that the contractor offered in developing that template and their commitment to making sure that it's all filled out. I think between the contractor doing what is identified in the contract, Baker Tilly providing an audit of that report that they must provide, and then our office and ED committee looking at the report once it's finished, you're going to have a pretty robust accountability mechanism here. In fact, it's a bit more than we're used to seeing in these kinds of contracts, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's what you all decided when you approved the contract, and the metrics are there to give you the information, I think, on how it's coming together fiscally and programmatically.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To accompany the information in item 8, I move to receive and place on file item 7.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to thank the Comptroller's office for assisting. It seemed like a long struggle to get to a point at which we could all agree that there was sufficient oversight, and I've been asking for it from the beginning, and I just want to be clear that I'm supportive of that, and I appreciate that they put it in place in a manner that hopefully will be beyond any future criticism from the administration. Thank you.
We can hope. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I would go along with those comments from my colleague. I asked these kinds of questions too, and I'm pleased that the groups have gotten together. I mean, we want accountability. We need jobs. 7 and 8 are really aligned in my matter, in my mind. And in economic development, we talked about, Mr. Hare, would you cooperate that? Then we will get actually some starting these reports in our next cycle then.
Mr. Chair, the first committee report to the committee is actually completed. It just hasn't been audited yet by Baker Tilly.
Yeah.
I expect the second report will follow closely on the heels of that, and then for the remaining 4 reports, we expect them to be timely to the committee. As Supervisor Lipscomb pointed out, there's a little rough start on the front end, but it's looking very good in terms of everybody understanding what needs to be done and then actually doing it.
Our summary was we don't need any action, but we, we receive in place on file, we get a report, so this is progressing nicely. I'm very happy to see that. Thank you. Thank you to all.
We have a motion from Supervisor Johnson to receive and place on file. Take the roll on the motion, please.
Adam, on the motion, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Elmo West?
Aye.
Joseph?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to receive and place on file. Approved on a vote of 9-0.
Thank you.